from the fourth period. Patrick Kearns joins us from New York. Patrick, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Glad to have you. Richards, does it make like it's tough to buy a guy out because I know his contract structure that he still gets that $8 million signing bonus on top of it. But do you think the Rangers are so worried about the recapture penalty that they have to buy him out?
Yeah, I think the recapture penalty combined with what you've seen as a player that's regressed big time in the playoffs now almost every year he's been here. You know, they can't keep Brad Richards around, especially with the way he's playing and the fear of the cap recapture penalty. It just doesn't make any sense. I expect the buyout to be announced shortly so the Rangers can kind of move on with their offseason plans.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. What about, so they buy him out. Do you think that means they re-sign Anton Stralman, or is Stralman looking for a big, huge payday in free agency?
Well, they'd certainly like to re-sign Anton Stralman, and his defensive partner, Mark Stahl, said today, I would really like them to re-sign Anton Stralman. Obviously, Anton Stralman's going to get a lot more than he's making now, but it depends on how much more. The Rangers allegedly, around the Olympic break, offered him 3 years and $3 million, which he turned down. I think he's worth a little bit more than that. He was invaluable to this team, and their second pairing is really going to hurt, you know, if they can't afford to keep him around.
You look at Stralman, how good is he, Patrick, game in, game out for the Rangers?
He's just so consistent on every night. You know, he doesn't put up the offensive numbers that aren't gaudy that you like to see in a first-pairing defenseman, but I think he's every bit as good defensively as Mark Stahl and arguably better than Dan Girardi defensively. You know, he progresses play up the ice when he's on the ice. When you see Anton Stralman out there, the puck is almost never in the Rangers' defensive zone. Now, I know every once in a while he makes a pretty glaring gaffe, but every guy makes that glaring gaffe. But if you know, got the career like a guy like Dan Girardi has, it's not as obvious and it doesn't stick out as much. Anton Stralman was a really underrated player for this team. And like I said, they're going to sorely miss him if he's gone. He's pretty irreplaceable on that second pairing.
So you're saying the puck's never in his own zone. Was he the guy always moving it out, or was it split him and Stahl?
It was mostly him. If you actually look, Stahl's numbers got a lot better, too, when he started playing with Anton Stralman. Stahl kind of found a little bit more consistency in his game. Now, that could also be a little bit attributed to him maybe seeing harder competition when he's paired with Girardi, and when he wasn't paired with Girardi or Stahl or Stralman, he was typically playing with Michael Delzato, who was eventually shipped out because of his, you know, such poor defensive play. So maybe there's the benefit of that a little bit. But these two guys just complemented each other so well. They always knew where the other one was going to be on the ice. There was never any gaps in the defensive coverage. You know, Mark Stahl is certainly, I think, going to hurt, too, if he doesn't have Anton Stralman on his right side.
How much will Stralman hurt not playing with Stahl?
I think it's more of a – I think, well, it depends, you know, obviously, who he's playing with next year. But I think both Stahl and Stralman could be a first-pairing defenseman on a pretty good team. So, you know, if he gets a pretty big downgrade there, I think it'll hurt his numbers a little bit.
Patrick Kearns joins us from New York talking about the Rangers. What are you hearing about the Rangers and Stralman? Any idea? Is he looking for a $5 million plus?
He hasn't really been clear on his contract demands. You know, the one thing for him has been stability all along. And, you know, that might just be a talking word from an NHL player that doesn't really mean much. But you do have to remember that he's been around quite a bit. He didn't have a contract when he eventually came to the Rangers. He was a training camp tryout for the Devils. They did not sign him after he was let go by Columbus. He starts his career in Toronto. He did finally find an NHL home with the New York Rangers, so maybe he does give them a bit of a discount because this has been his home for the past 3 years, and he's moved his family here, and he just, you know, loves playing in New York. So if they could get him maybe in a four-year, $4 million a year deal, that would be a really good deal, I think, for Anton Stralman, who would be a great second-pairing defenseman.
Brian Boyle, any chance they re-sign him?
I think you heard from Alain Vigneault today. Basically, if Brian wants to continue to play in this role, which is playing on the fourth line, switching between left wing and center, the Rangers will have a spot for him. Now, I think that was coded talk for, if you want to accept fourth line money, we have a spot for you. You know, because if Brian Boyle himself has even said that he didn't really ever want to be a fourth line player, he always kind of had more aspirations than that, but he found a comfortable role within this team. Brian Boyle could get more money elsewhere, I think, but it just matters to him, I guess, how much he loves New York and wants to stay here.
if the Rangers, because Mark Stahl has 1 year left on his deal, making $3.975 million. If they had a choice to lock up just one of Stralman or Stahl long term, who do you think they do?
I think it's probably Mark Stahl because he's the guy that came up through the system. You know, he's battled so much in his career, and he's such a nice story. But on top of that, he's just been a really good defenseman for them for such a long time. Now, they don't have a ton of depth on the left side, really, or the right side. But, you know, some of their prospects are right-handed defensemen. I know Dylan Mikulrath is a guy that they want to get involved eventually at some point. And they've got Kevin Klein locked up for several years now. So that could, you know, replace Stralman eventually, and really on the left side of guys that could immediately help. They've only got John Moore. So I think because of that depth issue, because Mark Stahl's a homegrown guy, I think Stahl would probably be the guy that they would lock up first.
If they buy out Richards, that obviously frees up some money for them, quite a bit in cap space. Any forwards on the market, Thomas Vanek, maybe Stastny makes it, I'm not sure. Who do you think the Rangers would look at? Glenn Sather's never been afraid to dip in a free agent market.
I don't think that they're going to go for a really big signing. I don't think the Vaneks or the Stasnys will really just fit with the cap on this team. Because you got to remember, they also have Henrik Lundqvist getting quite a big raise, so that'll add a little bit more to their cap. And I think they want to keep a guy like Benoit Pouliot. Dominic Moore will probably come back. Plus, they've got a couple of restricted guys in Kreider, Brassard, and Zuccarello, so I don't really think they'll have enough cap space to sign one of those bigger guys. They might look to go for the bargain center route to replace that Brad Richards, maybe Mikhail Grabowski-type player, but I don't expect them to be headline makers in free agency.
Interesting, Patrick Kearns joins. Patrick, out in New York, the New York Islanders, what are you hearing about that sale?
But right now, there isn't a ton of news. I think, Garth Snow is a guy that Charles Wong is a guy that loves this team and, has tried to do so much for them over the years, but I think he's gotten a little bit frustrated now. You know, Nassau County wouldn't let him build his new arena, which he had huge plans for. And I think for him, it's just time to eventually get rid of this team. But I haven't really heard any clear news so far about, dollar amounts and such. But I think that the team will be worth a pretty good amount. You're just seeing all the sports valuations going way up. You see how much the Clippers ostensibly sold for if that actually happens. So I think Charles Long will make out pretty well for himself.
And, the Islanders, they got Halak. Obviously, they traded for the rights of Dan Boyle. They haven't been able to sign him to a contract yet. But it seems like the Islanders are really trying to make a push. They got to be a competitive team again right away next year.
Absolutely. Especially with the impending move to Brooklyn, if that ever actually happens. With that impending move, you want to be a viable franchise because no team is going to, no fans are going to spend money, and you're not going to draw new fans in a new arena if the team is, the product on the ice isn't great. So I think for them, and I really think they're a lot closer than they were, their record showed this year. They just really needed to fix that goaltending situation. They've got so much forward talent up front, especially with John Tavares, who's a true star in this league. So I think, with Halak locked up now, if they could address a little bit of their depth issue defensively, I think they could compete for a playoff spot.
Patrick, great rundown. I appreciate your time.
Well, of course. Thanks for having me on the show.